Hey, everyone. This week, we're diving into the fascinating world of AI agents and their impact on automation. Brian Kasel has been dropping some serious knowledge bombs on his channel, showing us how to use AI agents for repetitive tasks like SEO optimization and evaluating pull requests. Imagine having a digital assistant that works the night shift, handling tasks while you catch some Z's. Kasel calls this the night shift method, where agents work independently and only occasionally need human feedback. It's a game changer for business processes, but it does require some initial setup. In his video, How I Build Agents That Work the Night Shift, Kasel walks us through the process. He uses AI agents to automatically check and optimize SEO metadata on his website and evaluate pull requests on GitHub. The system consists of a shared interface, like a markdown file or a custom app, human feedback in short sessions, and an AI agent executing tasks on a set schedule. Kasel emphasizes that while the setup is a bit of work, the long-term benefits of automating routine tasks are totally worth it. But Kasel isn't just stopping at automation. He's also diving into the world of local environments with Claude Code. In his video, Why You Need Claude Code Server Mode, he shows how Claude Code can utilize locally installed skills and files that aren't available in the cloud version. This means you can use custom skills stored directly on your local file system, making Claude Code even more powerful. It's perfect for tasks that require access to local files or installed skills, making your workflow more efficient. And here's something interesting. Various developer tools like Claude Code, Cursor, and Codex are increasingly adopting plan-based development, or spec-driven development. Kasel discusses this in his video, Why Every AI Coding Tool is Converging on Plan Mode. He uses a product requirement document for a customer portal to demonstrate how these tools create an implementation plan. In Claude Code, the plan mode is activated automatically, guiding the user through a series of questions to create a detailed plan. In Cursor, the plan mode is accessed via a keyboard shortcut, showcasing how standardized this feature is becoming across different tools. This convergence makes it easier to switch between tools and could significantly boost development efficiency. But it's not all sunshine and roses in the world of tech. Fireship has been highlighting some major issues with GitHub. In their video, GitHub is having some major issues right now. They discuss the recent technical problems and security vulnerabilities plaguing the platform. One striking example is Mitchell Hashimoto deciding to move his open source projects away from GitHub due to frustration with the platform's issues. Fireship points to the increasing strain from AI agents as a significant cause of these problems. Despite the criticism, they acknowledge that Microsoft and GitHub are working to improve the situation. Alternatives like GitLab, Codeberg, and SourceHut are also mentioned as potential replacements. If you're looking to dive deeper into the tech world, Fireship also offers an in-depth explanation of operating system concepts in their video, Every Operating System Concept in One Video. This video covers everything from the boot phase to shutting down, making it a valuable resource for anyone wanting a deeper understanding of operating systems. And finally, Fireship tackles a critical security vulnerability in the Linux kernel known as CopyFail. In their video, 732 bytes of Python just borked every Linux machine on Earth. This vulnerability, discovered by an AI tool, allows a local, unprivileged user to gain root access to a Linux system. The video explains the technical details of the exploit and emphasizes the importance of AI tools in improving code quality. That's a wrap for this week's tech updates. From AI agents working the night shift to critical security vulnerabilities, there's always something new and exciting happening in the world of technology. Stay curious and keep exploring.